This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
We are joined by two magnificent guests this morning from Open House Melbourne, which is an independent organisation that connects the public with the beautiful architecture of Melbourne and engages us in conversations about the future of our city. Today we are joined by Victoria Bennett and Brianna Carroll from Open House Melbourne. Welcome.
Thank you.
That made you sound very smart. That made you sound so intelligent, like you know what's going on in this story.
I did research. I wrote it down.
You really did.
Basically, we are a public architecture organisation and we run events. And the main event that we do is Open House Melbourne Weekend, which is what people most know us for. But outside of that, of course, we're running programs for Melbourne Design Week and podcasts and whatever else comes up. But the Melbourne Weekend is 2 days where we're going to open 200 sites across the city, all looking at or showcasing Melbourne's fantastic architecture. So all types of architecture, from private homes to tunnels, basically.
So you're getting to see into buildings, backets of buildings. They'll take you through some of the theatres. You can do private behind the scenes tours.
Yeah, the stuff you'd never be able
things
to see
you
normally.
Would never, ever,
awesome.
Ever
yeah.
normally get in to see.
Yeah. Taking you inside your city.
Well, we've got the Open House Melbourne Weekend coming up really shortly. We're really excited to talk about that.
Do you know the dates of that?
Yeah, of course I do. It's the 27th and 28th of July, Tom. Who do you think I am?
Oh, my God.
Tick. Just over 2 weeks away.
So what's the most popular? Because I know I've tried to get on to, let's say, the Art Centre.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone within 2.5 seconds. Yeah,
that is a year round favourite. Really, that one. It's been in the program, but it's always one of the first to book out. It's just it's really actually just about capacity with a lot of those tours.
Yeah,
unfortunately, they're often small groups, which is what makes them great because you get this really sort of unique and personal experience at sites like that during open house.
So, what would be your favourite?
Well, it definitely changes from year to year, but I have a few long-time favourites. So the Cairo Apartments, which we get, has been in the program for a number of years, but architect-owned apartment. I don't know if you know the block. It's up on Nicholson Street opposite. Yeah. It's a fantastic tour. It's one I like to send people on if they haven't been.
And there's lots of ones. There's things that go underground. We get to go and look at old, is it water places or storage places? And
well, there's a couple. So there's the Westgate Tunnel.
With the when you asked which one is the hot ticket this year, that one is, we're going to have,
when you get to go up live and personal with the TBMs, the tunnel boring machines.
So that's what's happening now.
Yes.
There is a podcast that's been released. It's called This Is Public, and it's a new podcast by Open House Melbourne. What's happening with it? What's the deal?
Well, we're podcasting now, isn't everyone?
Well, I've never heard of it before, and I'll follow you guys' newsletter, so I know it comes out. So this is new.
It's brand new,
new.
We've got one episode up online already, so you can catch up. You haven't missed too much.
No.
And we've got another few about to be released as well.
And so you're basically going through some of the open houses or Melbourne buildings and talking about the history, or what's the podcast about?
It's more about kind of, I guess, diving a little deeper into city issues.
Okay.
So the first one being River...
focused on waterfront. So they relate to parts of our program throughout the year. So we had Melbourne Design Week. We ran the waterfront program. And so we took a number of guests and things from that programming we were doing and brought them into the ESPY, where we did a live broadcasting podcasting session.
You just did that so you could drink. Is that what we're talking?
Exactly.
Podcasts with alcohol are always better.
Why would we start doing that?
We know our guests appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
So they'll be they're bi-monthly. So, we've
That's
got
cool.
enough of other things going on.
Well, there's so much happening.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Okay, so the podcast and Open House Melbourne in general is such a push for people to be connected with our city. But what is the importance of us knowing about the intricacies of the architecture of our city?
I think it's actually, I think when you know more, you engage more and you're more motivated to care. I think that's really what it comes down to. And that's what we find with our programming. You know, if you give people the opportunity to see things from a different angle or a different perspective or, welcome them into areas, and they're much more interested and passionate about that.
And if you make a personal connection with a building, you get to go through it. We are more likely to protect these buildings for our future generations,
exactly right.
Rather than ripping down some of our beautiful architecture so we can put up another glass tower. That's not, I mean, what do we get out of that?
Exactly. Or we might stand up and say we don't actually want, you know, we want really well-designed apartments or whatever it
might
be.
You're right. Yeah. So some modern things.
just a few.
And it's cool because we get to know what's happening with the future of Melbourne, which is something that sometimes we feel a little bit excluded by. But it's really cool, like, for example, with the podcast they're talking about, the Yarra Pools Project, which is this whole new redesign of the Yarra. It's phenomenal. You got to check out the podcast, everybody. I'm going to have a big listen on the train home. It's cool little insight that we don't normally get, which is phenomenal work that you're doing. So, well, thank you.
But it's very important. Tomorrow morning is the day that Open House opens up the tickets for all their sites. What's the time? Do we have to?
So you have to be ready to go at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I do just want to say it is approximately, I think it's 64 sites that need to be pre-booked, so the rest don't.
Okay.
So most of the program you don't need tickets for.
You can go onto your website. Yep. There are some that you can go, you just join a line and it goes through. But some of the important ones.
Or just walk right in. There's lots that are open access and you won't really need to queue. You know, there's really large volume places like the Capitol down here on Swanston Street.
Which, of course.
Which
that's
is opened
be
up.
A highlight for sure.
Yeah.
Capitol.
Well, make sure you head to Open House Melbourne weekend on the 27th and 28th of July. All information and tickets you can find at openhousemelbourne.org. Victoria Bennett and Brianna Carroll, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.